Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Well, Donald Trump is going to pick his vice president, I think, beginning of next week. So, who will it be? I am still thinking it's going to be J.D. Vance. I believe that he's young, 40. He will draw quite a few young people. People like him. He seems to come from humble roots. Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived about J.D. Vance. He has been groomed by Pilgrim Society, the secret society started by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds of Europe, powerful men, at the end of 1899 into 1901. J.D. Vance, he's groomed. He's a globalist. And probably going to be Trump's pick. Trump shoots down J.D. Vance beard rumors in comments on vice president short list. Trump says he looks like Abraham Lincoln. He spoke about the vice president candidates, the short list, in an interview with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News 2 days ago. Trump shot down the rumor that he was leaning against choosing J.D. Vance, the Republican of Ohio, because of his beard. You know, most people realize Trump doesn't like beards. But Trump invited Vance to address the campaign rally in Dayton, Ohio, in March of this year. And then he was speaking about Nikki Haley, who he defeated after the releasing her delegates on Tuesday. Trump said that he would look into her not being invited to the Republican convention next week. She stayed in the race too long. Nikki Haley. Don't be deceived about Nikki Haley. This leopard changes her spots. Nikki Haley, now, I'm going to present something that might be odd, or might appear to be odd. Let's assume, I'll let you assume that Barack Obama will be president or come back to power. Would he place Nikki Haley in a position in his administration? I don't think so. She's a woman. He leans more toward men. Don't read anything into that. But he doesn't care for women. He's not necessarily an individual who dated women, but he just doesn't care for women. He's like the corporate world in America. They are not. This is the discrimination against women. Though they may be competent, I hate to tell the ladies listening, but you know the fact. It is a man's world. It always has been. It will always be that way in America. So would Obama place Nikki Haley in some position? I doubt it. Going back to Trump and J.D. Vance. Vance is the best bet on the predictive market to be Donald Trump's running mate. But an only in MAGAville issue might stand in the Ohio Republicans' way. Facial hair. He turns 40 in August. Would be the third youngest vice president. Trump wants someone experienced or looks experienced. He likes the way that Vance promotes and defends him on television. Same with the other front runners, Marco Rubio and Doug Burgum. Don't be deceived about Doug Burgum. I'm telling you, he's a globalist. And Rubio, a globalist. These people are part of a plan to rule the world. Trump doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance. You don't want to be in the foxhole when the bullets and the bombs are flying, coming down on your head, with somebody that will betray you. Is lightning going to strike twice? Trump picks Judas Iscariot Pence as vice president, and Pence, for 30 pieces of silver, betrays Donald. Is it going to happen again with Trump's pick for vice president? Yes, it will. He doesn't have anyone that would stay with him in the foxhole. And if you have a traitor in the foxhole, it's better that you get out, take your chances with the bullets and the bombs flying, because your chances, you will die with someone who's going to betray you in the foxhole, like Judas Iscariot Pence, the traitor. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Now, what direction do I go? Do I go with Vladimir Putin meeting with the members of the BRICS Forum? Yeah, I'm going to go with this. It's important. If the administration thinks it's important, then I think it's important also. If the administration is being threatened by Vladimir Putin and the BRICS nations, then we better pay attention. The CIA is now beginning to target these nations that are joining the multipolar world, international New World Order through the BRICS, initial five countries plus additional five countries plus 100 countries total that are leaning and are going to de-dollarize. The CIA, the Rockefeller Praetorian Guard, is in the process of bringing about coups in nations throughout the world. The CIA is running global coups and assassinations to try to stop BRICS. This is from Based Underground, Bell Carter, Natural News, today. The biggest threat to the national security of the United States is Vladimir Putin and the BRICS nations. The only way to destroy the United States is to destroy the value of the dollar and to cease using the dollar internationally. Much unrest in Bolivia in recent days as Bolivian Army General Juan Jose threatened to be overthrown. He's threatening to overthrow President Luis Arce as he demanded a new cabinet and the release of political prisoners. He led military units to gather in the main street, in the main square of La Paz. His name is Arce. Arce? That's just the way it's spelled. I don't know how it's pronounced. The home to the presidential palace and Congress. Armored vehicle slammed a palace door to allow soldiers to rush into the building. A failed attempt. Amidst Bolivia's bid to join the BRICS group, Arce, supported by international allies, addressed and defused the situation, reaffirming his commitment to democracy and swearing in new military commanders. The now dismissed military chief was ordered to 6 months of preventive detention for his role in leading the failed coup against the government. So This is raising suspicion that the Central Intelligence Agency is part of the master plan. Users on X, formerly known as Twitter, speculated the coup attempt is secretly backed by the CIA because of Bolivia's vast supplies of lithium. In retaliation for the closeness to Russia or its hostility to Israel. Closeness to Russia for sure. And I hate to hear there's hostility toward Israel. It has 21 million tons of lithium reserves, the largest on the planet. I'm just trying to abbreviate. I have been presenting to this audience that any threat to empire is going to be met with military action, sanctions, weather warfare. These nations that are trying to de-dollarize are enemies of Uncle Sam. It's very important. The American people, they are too busy just making a living, trying to enjoy life. It's very difficult to see the big picture, but the big picture now is in view. We see the big picture by watching Russia and China, India, Brazil, South Africa. If these nations are a threat to empire, then we should pay attention. Now, starting today, already they've had meetings at the new gathering of the BRICS nations, and they're taking the next step, these BRICS countries. The next step is now to develop a parliament structure. I tried to think of the right phrase yesterday, and the word I was missing was parliament. Yesterday I used a group, whatever. BRICS to develop parliamentary structure. Since its 2023 summit, the BRICS bloc has seen tremendous growth take place. Not only has it introduced four new members, but it has set off to create monumental economic and political instruments to strengthen its position in global affairs. The next phase of that has been announced. Vladimir Putin revealed that the BRICS is set to form a parliament that oversees the alliance. It will most likely be critical to the grouping's de-dollarization work. At the end of last year, Putin made it clear 2024 would be the year where his main focus would begin to de-dollarize in the BRICS groups, the BRICS group of nations. His attack would be these nations using their own currencies and not trading with American dollars. It is working. It is working. This is why one reason America is so has begun a greater campaign against Russia is for this very reason. It's not Putin, not communism. It is because Putin diplomatically has brought together nations totaling 50 million people, I'm sorry, 5 billion people in this new economic structure. This is the reason America is going to go to war. We're going to go to war against not only Russia, but China, India, Brazil, South Africa, every single nation that joins Russia and this group with the objective of de-dollarizing. I'll use the word monumental. It's bigger than monumental. This is war against the United States. And this is why we are going to draft young men and make young women register in 2025 for the draft. America is not at war with Russia or China. We're going to be at war with Bolivia, Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, except for the cartels. We'll probably, to some degree, because the CIA is so heavily involved in drug trade in Colombia. You know, I don't think China is manufacturing all the fentanyl. I think it's being manufactured in CIA laboratories in different parts of the world. America is going to be at war with the whole world, especially the nations that are de-dollarizing. This is something we cannot get away from. This is going to happen. And in retaliation, the United States, we will go to war with these nations. Even if we sanction them, there are so many nations now working together. If we sanction Bolivia, these group of nations will still have a way to a great degree, protect the nations under attack. So the CIA now is trying to replace the existing Bolivian government. That's what we do. But we are not going to be as successful as we had been. We're going to be less successful presently and in the future than ever before. And the reason is because even in these nations where education is not one of the main priorities, these nations, the people of the nations, the second and third world nations, the very poor, to those that are getting by, but existing with some comforts, they are now aware of what America has done to their grandparents and their parents. And these young people in Brazil, in Argentina, in the nations in South America, Central America, Africa, Asia, these young people, they know what we have done to the grandparents of the nations and the parents. These young people are not going to be duped like the older generations. They're more modern. They have cell phones. They talk. They tweet. Text. And they're a little more savvy than even their parents. But America is going to war with these nations. There is you might say, two worlds. There are definitely two new world orders. I'm going to come back to that. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
During the week, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 for the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, internet radio. Podcasts will be on the radio station. You have two systems here at the studio. We air on the radio at our towers here in Johnstown, Colorado, AM 1360. Also, internet radio on the other studio, Studio B, simply, internet radio. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the either Present Truth program or the Sunday program, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And then weeknights, 6 o'clock. The first hour is on 1360 AM radio here in Johnstown, Colorado. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, the deep state is concerned about the election. I think they already have it taken care of. The greater problem for the administration is what I'm presenting to you about Vladimir Putin announcing that they're going to put together a parliamentary structure in the BRICS system. This is even more important in a sense than our election. Whoever wins this election, whoever becomes president, which will be Barry Satoru, this will be his target. This BRICS alliance will be the target of the new administration, because this alliance, now forming a parliament, what this means is it's going to bring even greater stability to the unity of these nations in this multipolar world group. This is going to be the target of the coming president. This is the target of the ruling family in the United States of America, the Rockefeller family, who has owned America for over 100 and roughly 20 years, and almost owned the world. This, what Vladimir Putin has done, is nothing short of, I don't know even how to phrase it, not a miracle, something that's unimaginable. A group of nations now working together and resisting the wishes of empire. Resisting to the point where they will stop using the dollar. And then that's to begin. Then they will begin to sanction the United States. We have sanctioned them economically, diplomatically. Now this group of nations in this new international order, they have enough strength. They have wealth. All of these nations no longer being pillaged by American corporations. The corporations of this nation that have had interests in all of these nations in mining, whether lithium, gold, ore of any kind, these corporations are no longer going to have the I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this to make it clear. We want to go into Venezuela. The USGS goes into Venezuela. The doors were opened through Nelson Rockefeller. We send the USGS. We document all of their gold, their silver, their minerals, their precious, their gems, their timber. And the USGS comes back with the report to the family, and the family says, we need to own that nation. The USGS went into Brazil and looked at all of the forests and looked at all of the minerals. And what do the Rockefellers do? They go in, the oil, the minerals, the gold. Well, now the American corporations, the end of their pillage, their pillaging of these nations is coming to an end. These nations now are going to take American corporations, and they're going to, already it's happening in Africa, some of the military bases, the nations have decided in Africa to remove American military out of their countries. And it's going to be these corporations are going to, I don't know if they're, you would say their lease is up, but I'm going to be telling them, they're going to be, the nations are going to be telling these CEOs of these nations, there's the door, and don't let it hit you on the way out. There's a change that has taken place internationally that the American people are unaware of. The administration, whatever is important to the administration, this is what we are to view. If they think this election is important, we need to watch it. If they think that Russia is a threat and the BRICS nations are a threat, then we need to find out why. Why is America hell-bent on destroying Russia? We were going to use NATO to do it, but NATO didn't take care of the problem. The NATO nations, they're kind of wavering. You see, they're the ones that are going to catch the nukes should Russia decide to just say, you know, let's just end it and start pushing buttons. We are, what, 5,000 miles away or more. Not going to hurt us.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Opening weekend, June 15th and 16th. Filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people. sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
So, I say that this is something that this administration is very concerned with, and all of the NATO nations and European nations, the G7, the G8, the G12, the G20, the G whatever. All of the Gs are watching what's happening with Russia and the BRICS nations. Another, not only are they forming a parliament, this means that now they will have the way to, in a linear fashion, make even greater moves to distance themselves from America. The bloc is already creating its payment system. That is huge. The bloc is already creating its payment system. BRICS newcomer Iran proposed the interconnection of the country's central banks. Speaking on the increased partnership with Russia, the country sought to extend that to its group's other members. A new interconnection of the country's central banks. This is a threat to the United States. This tells me that for the Christian people, tribulation is coming. For the non-Christian people, it means the last 7 years of great hardship that are coming to the world before Christ returns. We are in the last 10 years, in the last decade, before Christ returns. And before that decade, before we move deep into that decade, there will be two economic systems of banking in the world. It will no longer be the West's World Economic Forum system only, America's system, digital system. There will be a second system, and here it is, right here. The bloc is already creating its payment system. BRICS newcomer Iran proposed the interconnection of the country's central banks. Speaking on the increased partnership with Russia, the country sought to extend that to the group's other members. Iran's foreign minister, foreign affairs spokesperson Nasser Kanani told Russian state media of its completed connection. Of its completed connecting national payment system through Russia and its central banks. They seek to extend this mechanism to BRICS nations. It's available now, and it is being put in gear. This is a major threat to America. Now remember, at the Beijing Olympics in 2022, China and Russia, a partnership, the partnership, many different aspects to it. It was declared war against the United States. The method to destroy the U.S. is using the currencies of all of the other BRICS nations and de-dollarizing. That is one way. Secondly, Russia and China made it clear they were going to hold international dialogue They took that out of the hand of the United States of America. The U.S. was no longer going to hold these conferences or meetings or gatherings and set international policy. Russia and China would take the lead in international policy. And it's happened. Now, Russia and China, all of we have our G7, the Bilderbergers, etc. Now, they have their own groups that are now uniting in Asia. I'm trying to think of some of them right now, and I can't. But they are now, Russia and China, they're the center of international dialogue, not America. They've taken that tool out of the hands of the Biden administration and any administration from here on. Russia and China is dictating the direction of the new world order, the new international world order. They're the nations that are setting policy. They're the ones holding the meetings with Asian nations, nations out of South Africa, nations out of South America, the global South, the global East, and within the middle of Asia, Russia, and all of the stans, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, all of them. It is China and Russia, not the United States. We're going to war. I'll be back. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. On Sunday, I'll be back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on Sunday from 10 to 1 on 1360KHNC.com. I broadcast from the towers here in North Johnstown, Colorado. And I do, the program will also be aired on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com at the same time, Mountain Time, 10 to 1. And the podcasts, 3 hours, will be archived on the station website, 1360KHNC.com. Christ said that there would be the time throughout history when everything that was hidden would be revealed. But he says that in the time in which we live, all of the mysteries that have been hidden from God's people would be made known to everyone. They would be revealed. And we're in that time. And so all of these mysteries are going to be revealed. One of the mysteries that is being revealed, that has been hidden, is there would be two economic systems during the time of Antichrist. There would be the system, economic system of Antichrist, the economic system, a separate system for the nations of the world. The nations that this coming American Antichrist will go to war with. The Christian people have been led to believe that Antichrist comes from somewhere in the world, but not America. Well, the system, the Antichrist system is in the West, not in the East, not in Russia, not in the Middle East, in America. The American Christians who should know the Bible prophecies don't. And because Christ said, the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of light are watching what's happening with this new digital currency network systems that are being developed. The Christians think we're going to be removed from all the hardship to come. Well, the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. They're preparing for what's coming. I'll be back in the second hour. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the hour for podcasts and 1360KHNC.com, the studio site for podcasts of the present truth.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more,